Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, Matt, it's John. Yep. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. So we're just looking over the terms, and it just seems completely different than what we discussed over the phone.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was in a meeting right now, and my client interview tech was, like, messaging me, and I was trying to, like, explain it to her to get her to relay the information to you guys while you're on the phone call while in the meeting, but meeting's over, so let's dive into this. What are your concerns?
Hi, John. I'm Matthew's assistant, and I'm helping him with this.
Okay.
So
hi.
We confronted when he talked to you. He, and tell me if I'm wrong, Matthew. He thought that everything was included in the $299. There wouldn't be any extra fees, and that his listing would be boosted with that $299. And 100%. under directory submissions, it seems to say otherwise. It says, if you have ordered this service from us, the following section will apply. Having an accurate listing is important, but it's not enough to push your site. Our technology will connect your business with popular directory submissions, maps, GPS, some other listings.
Mm-hmm.
Also include, and then it, you know, Bing, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah.
And then it goes on to several asterisks. The agreement has several items that are asterisks that are extra. So my site, the custom website, is extra. Facebook is extra. Google Ads is extra.
No.
Is extra.
It's being misread, and I can understand that. It's a little confusing. So each product and feature has its own section. Directory submissions is its own product and feature, and that is not the feature that results in him getting boosted up to the first page of the search results. Google Places, Google Ads, those are going to be the features that are actually going to have him boosted to the first page of the search results. The directory submissions are different directories. There's things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. Those are all directories that we are going to submit him to as part of the service. As far as like the fees that you're seeing, there are no extra fees while he's using the service. It tells you right at the bottom, if you look at the pricing structure, it says, hey, this is what he's paying. This is where the money's going to. It's like local SEO or the local package, $199, and then it'll have the ads there. Oh, I think I gave him a different deal. Let me actually look at it.
Yeah, so local bundle, $199, Facebook ads, $100.
Yeah,
product
so that
included local bundle and Facebook ads.
Right, and that's covering the whole month. There's no other charges for anything else. And then it says reoccurring. So starting on August 11th, if you guys want to continue to use our services, which we're going to do everything in our power to keep you happy and make you want to, then it's just going to renew at $299.
I'm not seeing that page. I'm sorry. Okay, on 7-Eleven, you pay local / $299.
Mm-hmm.
Future billing amounts will be billed to the credit card. Please note.
Same price.
At and so let's say after 1 month, we just decide it's not a good match.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it? So our question is, to be super honest, is we're kind of feeling like we jumped on this and he didn't really realize it was going to be $3,400 a year, you know, just thinking of the $300.
And
you know, just to be real honest, just between us and not legal jargon, he's just really feeling like it was a mistake. And you know, he'll probably go ahead and cancel after 1 month just because it's a little more overhead than he can kind of handle at the startup. But if it's something we can cancel now, that would be great. If not, you know, we're willing to, you know, to go the month and try it out.
What we don't
want is for you to spend all of your resources and everything getting us started up when it just might not be a good match. And I don't want you to spend, you spend the bulk of your resources the first month, it sounds like, setting us up.
Yeah, you are a sweet, sweet woman. But let me tell you something. We're partnered with Google, okay? So we're more interested in building a long-term relationship with you guys than getting money. We got plenty of money, okay? If you look up our company, we've been around for 20 years. We can afford to help people out and take a hit here and there. We got guys downstairs that are going to get paid anyway, and their job is to build the websites as we send them to them, You know, they got guys in the Facebook department focused on running the Facebook ads for our clients. We're a huge company. So regardless, they're going to get paid. Don't worry about that. Okay. Sure, I did give them a deal where we're not going to make money out the first month, but the whole point is in this is I wanted this to be a long-term marketing solution for you guys where you do use it each month, right? And we're only going to get to that $3,600 at the end of the year if we're doing a really good job, right? Because it's month to month. So if you guys aren't getting paid and it's not working, we're not going to get paid. And so that's what keeps it honest. My guys got to actively get in there, you know, monitor the trends, make sure things are working for you, make sure your Google verification's getting done. And these are things, time and money wise that, you know, it's going to save you guys a ton. That $3,600, you'll wind up blowing through that in like 3-4 months on Home Advisor by Angie's List that I was talking about earlier. So we're actually going to save you guys money, but also generate more by having, you know, multiple different ways of generating leads for you. Not just the first page of Google, but Bing, Facebook ads, all those popular directories. Building the website for them alone, you know, is worth about 2 to 3 months of what I charged them for the monthly service. So, you know, really what I was trying to do with this, I know you kind of missed a lot of the call, but the plan is to try to put us in a position to where you guys will be able to afford that $299 no problem with the customers that it's bringing in. The kind of work that he does, I mean, if we just bring in one conversion or one new client in that first month, it's going to pay for it. You know, the right client pay for it for the whole year, right? But throughout the year, we're going to bring in tons and tons of clients. So the return on investment you're going to see, you know, I'm sure he'll have no problem being able to afford it and continuing to use it. I know right now when you're just starting up a company, though, that probably seems like a huge expense and a huge commitment. And that's why I try to get it as low as I could and then also do it month to month for you guys. So if you do feel like it's not a good fit for you, you can always pull out. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. And that's what I promised them at point of sale. Now, these things you're seeing as like early termination, that's like if you want to cancel our services but you want to keep the site, we charge you what it costs us to get the domain and everything. That's why it says like domain fee and transfer fee.
Yeah, so, the $99, that makes sense. And then the transfer fee is $200.
Yeah, that's what we invested just to get it for you guys. So that you know, we're just going, hey, if you want to keep this, no problem. We'll stop our services, stop all future billing, but if you want to keep the site, hey, just pay us what we paid for the site. We're not charging you labor or anything else that we put into it, but you guys are still going to need a host in order to keep the site up and running. That's standard across the board on any website. That's not just the sites that we build, right?
Right. And so how does that work? Like if we just pay
We can keep hosting for you. Yeah, we'll make you a deal.
You can keep hosting, but
yeah,
you're just not providing the bump services, which is what costs the $300 a month.
Yeah, and that's what brings in the most value, though, too, is because that's putting you guys at the top of the screen when people are looking for what he does. And 90% of searches don't go past page one. And that's the main value of our services. Hey, Matt.
So the price is not an issue for me. So I think the person that I was talking to obviously really didn't know what he was talking about. And he told me I got hurt
honestly when I was in the meeting, Matt, because I was like, no, I didn't. I don't want you to feel like I lied to you or something. Like I was like, let me call him.
this guy did you no favors, okay? And so the hosting is included.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. While you're using our services, everything's included. The pricing's outlined, like everything we're going to charge you. There's full disclosure on everything. So today you just got charged $299. Moving forward, the reoccurring charge is $299 next month. There's nothing in between. All the hosting, everything that's outlined in this agreement is covered. Any other fees that you see is like if you canceled but wanted to keep that stuff, then it's just kind of like a severance.
Well, I had, honestly, it's not, especially for the website, you know, making a website, you know, what, $500, it's not a big deal. But when I brought up the basically, it's the $99 fee, and then there's $199 fee, hosting fee. And he said, you got to pay extra. You don't get hosting.
Yeah. That's everybody. Like if you go to GoDaddy and you buy a site, right? You'll purchase the domain name that costs whatever their flat rate is going to be for your domain name. Then they're going to charge you for graphic design or they'll tell you to build it yourself. And then even when you have that, you got to pay a hosting fee monthly. That's any website on the internet. Every business owner that has a website, they pay a hosting fee. Some of them pay it annually. Some of them pay it over 6 months. Some of them pay it month to month. But they all pay a hosting charge, and that's what keeps the site active. If ever the hosting stops, that's when you start seeing those signs on the site where it says, like, website down or please come back, you know, currently under construction. You know, that's when you start seeing those notifications because maybe the web or the hosting's not there. So all the content, like, disappears, and it'll say, like, work in progress or whatever the case may be.
Okay, so just to be clear, the hosting is included in the $299 package.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I was also wondering, so how do the Facebook ads work? I mean, if I wanted to boost the Facebook ads, what's the charge for that? How do I know how much of how many ads are getting sent out?
Right. So in your service agreement, you could see that we've allotted $100 of the $299 directly into Facebook ads. So that's like no profit for us. That literally goes straight into Facebook. That's what it costs. And then in your tracking system, they give you a full breakdown of all those clicks, calls, and how that's being used. Facebook has a remarketing campaign. So if somebody looked up like epoxy floor coatings on a different platform and then they hop on Facebook on their PC, your business's Facebook profile and that ad is going to pop up to them. It's like a remarketing campaign. It like saves that they've searched for that recently and then it starts like advertising you to them if they're on Facebook. And then also if they do an active search for any of the services you provide on Facebook, and they're within a 50-mile radius of you, you'll also come up on their search results page on Facebook or Meta as a top option. So there's two ways that you get marketed with Facebook ads.
Okay. And so what does, as far as, like, targeted advertising, how much of that do I get that? How much of that does the $100 go towards?
Yeah, for every business, it's different. So that's why we have that tracking system that I included in that platinum bundle for you. And you remember it sent you like the username and password? So at the end of each month, it's going to give you a breakdown and you could actually see what your return on investment is. And then from there, you know, you'll decide if you want to kind of increase that or leave it at where it is. A lot of times the business owners will get in there and say, hey, I had great results with it. I want to increase it. Sometimes they're like, hey, that's fine. Just leave it like that and I'll run it like this, you know? So it really just depends. Every business is different on how they
do it. And so you said I can review it. How do I do that?
Your tracking system. I texted it to you at point of sale.
If you go to the link that you sent me?
Yeah, here, I'll refresh it to you, bud.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also have an app, too. They should send you an email with the app, and then there's a YouTube video to show you how to use it.
Okay.
Yeah, our call was kind of quick, though. You know, I know you were kind of in a hurry.
Yeah, I was in a hurry, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, the guy I talked to, that was a nightmare.
Was
so,
it Abraham?
I can't remember his name.
Well, there was Joyce. But Joyce would have been a girl, like you were just talking
about. No, it was a guy, and seriously, like, I would talk to him for like 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then he would just be like, hello, 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 and the call would drop.
Hmm.
And it's happened like 5 times. So, but,
That's kind of weird because I'm looking at our call records and I'm showing like from our conversations and then I have the client interview from Joyce. So.
Yeah, no, I spoke to somebody else,
okay.
We should figure that out.
Yeah,
I spoke to someone else that claimed to be representing. I could give you the phone number.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna message Abraham because we do have a guy that's like in client success. But he usually reaches out like once a month on the clients that are active just to see like how they're performing, if they're happy, what else we could do for them, things like that, you know. He's just kind of like client happiness. He like reaches out, but usually that's not on a new account. That's usually like after, like we do a once a month check, go over the tracking system, show them what we brought in for them each month, you know, things like that.
Okay.
But let me ask
Abraham.
Yeah,
that's really weird. I don't know who I talked to then.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him right now because that has to be the only other person it would be. Everybody else on like our call tracking system and like, we have a client relations management, like a CRM. don't know if you've heard of those before. Yeah, but that's how it like accumulates all your data, and Google saves the data, and like they save all the calls that are made to you, and they have recordings of those calls. So I don't, I mean, Abraham would be the only guy where it's not going to track everything, because, okay, yeah, let me take down the number. What's the number?
Okay, so, all right, one of them was the girl,
Joyce. Yeah, that was Joyce.
Is her number 872-260-5854?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there should have been another one, like an 877.
Yeah, 877-635-6225.
Yep, that's our customer service line that's all over the internet. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And that was the guy.
Okay, yeah, that's who called me first. And yeah, like I said, he was saying a bunch of stuff wasn't included, and the call kept on dropping. And then Joyce called me, and
that's very concerning. Yeah, because I didn't set up to have him reach out to you, but that is our customer service line. After our call, the next call that was set up would have been Joyce for this client interview. Very
okay.
Odd.
Yeah. All right.
I'll look more into it, but that's kind of what's made you a little uneasy, and I could understand that if somebody's saying, hey, you know, this doesn't match up. But I also sent you my direct number and extension, too. I'm going to refresh it and send it to you again here. It was sent to you at, let me see. It should be in there at 10:02 Pacific Standard Time. It says like, hi, this is John. It's the same as that 877 number. You just hit extension 544. And that way you could call me direct. So if anything like that ever happens again, you could call me directly. I'm the one who actually set up your account, and I'm the supervisor here. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I'll call you directly next time. Cause I didn't mean to stick my whole dog on you, but.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I don't like anybody feeling like I misled them either. You know what I mean? So I wanted to reach out to you anyway. The second I started getting notifications from Joyce, I was like, wait a minute, what?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we got the chance to talk then.
Yeah, it was a quick conversation that we had earlier, but no funny business, you know? There's no other charges or anything like that. I'm a real straight shooter, so the $299 is all covered there in the service agreement. The other things that are in there is more just like early termination for the site, just to have full disclosure. So we don't want to leave anything undisclosed with you there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But I'll try to figure out what's going on there. Let me message Joyce real quick and just make sure that she has all the information that she needs in order to pursue or to continue with the account. Because I think you were in the middle of the client interview, and then she asked me to reach out to you. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
And I remember you saying earlier when we talked, when we were scheduling the client interview, I think you wanted to have, I forgot her name, with you. Is she somebody who usually like deals with client facing sometimes, or kind of helps you out with the company?
She does all the computer stuff for me.
Okay. Do you want me to add her to the profile so that way she has the ability to like make changes and get customer service help as well if she has questions?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and do that. What's her first and last name?
Tracy Palmer.
Palmer?
Palmer.
It sounds like your last name. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't tell if she was saying, if you were saying Palmer or Holder. It was coming through weird. Okay, and then what's her phone number?
503-866-4289.
4289. Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and add Tracy. But let her know. I know she's saying, hey, we're just going to try it for a month. I'm supposed to tell you guys to give us a shot, you know, for at least 2 months verbally. Even though it's month to month, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees if you guys do want to cancel. We just part ways as friends. But I am supposed to say, hey, try it for 2 months, so we can show you a good return on investment. Cause there's a lot of work that we got to do. Like, you know, the first like week and a half, you're not really going to see a lot, to be honest. We're mostly just getting you Google verified, getting the Facebook page up and running, you know, getting the .com set up for you, buying that domain, building it. So, you know, there's a lot of legwork we got to do here over the next like 7-8 days, before you actually be able to see results. So we like to give it a little more time, but I get what she's saying. You know, you don't want to have more going out than coming in. That's not a good business strategy for anybody. We totally understand that. Just, you know, it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's a long-term solution for you guys where, you know, you won't have to worry about paying per lead. You'll have a pipeline of business that will build for you over time. And we're going to use all these tools, in order to do that. So just wanted to be
said. Yeah, no, I understand that. As long as everything that we discussed is included, I'll be happy, you know. So
yeah,
that was my only concern.
Yeah, I set you up to win. Like, I've been doing this 12 years, so I know what works and what doesn't work for most. And then obviously for each individual person, they're going to have their little nicks where some things work better, some things don't. Certain keywords work better, some don't. But the package as a whole is kind of one of those ones where we're biting the bullet. Like, we're not going to make anything on this unless it actually does turn into something long term. And I'm confident it will, just by getting in here and showing and proving it to you one step at a time.
Yeah, the picture that was kind of painted to me is that you guys were almost like a broker, and you guys can get me Facebook ads, but I have to take, you know, pay for all that stuff myself, and you know, all the Google that you guys connect me with Google, but nothing is included. That's kind of the impression I got. So,
oh Jesus.
At the time.
No, yeah. So our Google partnership's all over our badge. We're a premier Google partner. It's the highest rated Google partner that or status that you could achieve. There's only 5 of us in the United States as a whole with a premier partner status. So we're as close as you can get to working with Google directly. You can't actually get Google Places placement without going through a Google partner. So you're in good hands. The other products and features, we're not actually like partnered with Yelp. You know, they have a pre-existing relationship with Google. That's why we're able to, you know, list you there for pennies on the dollar of what it would cost you to do it yourself. Or like same thing with Meta. They have a pre-existing relationship with Google. So we're able to play off of that with those systems. Same thing with like buying your domain. Those are Google domains, the sites that we purchase. So, the Google partnership is at the core of everything, but, we're not a broker, so to speak. You know, what you invest is pretty much going directly into that. We're just trying to show you the results of it, in order to, for you to see that, hey, this is beneficial to your business when it's done properly, and to build your trust in having us do it properly and establish a long-term reoccurring pipeline of revenue. What was happening with Google is that they were, they had the system like that. Like, I don't know if you ever tried to do Google ads by yourself, but it was basically like, hey, you pay us and then here it is, set it up yourself. And you got to like monitor it, put a bunch of work into it. You got to get Google certification just to even know what some of the stuff is talking about. And then, so these guys were getting tired of it. They're trying to run a business. They'd cancel it. And so
yeah,
Google said,
you got to hire someone like you to run it.
Exactly. And then you got to pay me a full-time wage instead of, you know what I mean? So Google's solution to this was like, hey, this isn't feasible for most small to medium-sized business owners to do this way. Let's start this Google partner program. Now we have a large company full of Google certified technicians that'll host these campaigns for these business owners, make sure it's working for them, and then they don't have a problem paying for their Google advertising every month. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's our role as a Google partner. So, we're not a broker, but.
Okay. All right.
That's how it works. Okay. So as far as I'm concerned, it looks like, you guys got to the tail end of that, the client interview. It seems, I think she's actually actively on another call because I messaged her like 6 times and she's not getting back to me.
I'm getting towards the end of my work day anyways. We'll continue tomorrow if we can. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Is there a preferred time tomorrow where I can have Joyce circle back just in case?
Yeah. Around like 2:33 would be the best.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll schedule it then, and then I'll talk to you there. If you guys have any other questions, comments, or concerns, you are Tracy. Just feel free to give me a shout. I'd be happy to hear from you guys and help you out.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, Matt. You have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.